So we're down to the last two, Steve.
So we're going to spin them hard. So the last ball in the barrel is the winner. So you do want your ball coming out. Good luck to both of them.
Here we go. The Scarborough Toyota Grand
Home
draw.
29, Philip Fail. And here we go. And the ball that came out is unfortunately number 22, which means the winner left in the barrel is number 29, Philip Fail. Philip Fail.
He's our winner. You've won a brand new Scarborough Toyota. How good is that?
Well, it's the closest looking person we could find that looked like Basil this morning, and you've won. Congratulations. Can we use your name? Is that okay? This is Justin, everyone. Congratulations, mate. You just won a choice of two beautiful cars here at Scarborough Toyota. Tell us about the haircut first up. For those of you that are at home, you've got like a mohawk with red. Did you just get that done for today?
I do it for Christmas every year because I'm a Grinch. So I wear the Santa shirts, get the hair done, and I'm grumpy as hell all month.
Well, you're not going to be grumpy this month, mate. You've just won a car.
Really not. I might actually like Christmas from now on.
Hey, Philip Fail, you've heard us say all year the Corolla Ascent Sport CVT, the number two selling car in Australia, or the Hilux 4x2 single cab work, mate. You know, I reckon I know which way you're going, which way you're thinking.
Until I got here, it was the Ute. Then I saw the Corolla. And I've had my kids and the wife on the phone, and the kids are the Ute, the wife's Corolla, so I don't know.
Tough decision to make. You've got Daniel, the big boss, next to you. I'm sure you'd like to thank Daniel, and Daniel might be able to...
Congratulations. Thank you. Fantastic.
And Daniel might be able to tell you about the, which way, anything you can say to sway him one way or the other, Daniel. They're both magnificent cars.
They are. We just have to work out which one's the cheapest cost, I guess, really. Then go from
there. I thought he was...
We'll go to the other one.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure there's some people you'd like to thank. Philip Fail, and actually, let's just remind ourselves of Philip Fail's winning rumour, as it turns out now. Here's how it played out on the air. Philip Fail.
Rumour has it that a service station in Perth accidentally had their E91 tanks filled with diesel instead of E91. From what I can gather, it affected at least 12 cars before they realised.
So it was a car rumour to win the Scarborough Toyota rumour file.
Well done, mate. I'm sure you'd like to thank a few people.
I would definitely. Daniel and Scarborough Toyota, 6PR. And in particular, my workmate Shane, who cancelled a doctor's appointment so I could be here. So he's on the way there now. I've got a shoot to work to cover him now.
Justin, well done. He's dressed in a sort of a Christmas theme. He's got the hair going. And look, on behalf of all of the people who have entered, thank you, Justin, because it's your rumours that make the Scarborough Toyota rumour file tick.
Absolutely.
That's what makes it work, Millsy. It's the contribution from our listeners, just like Justin.
Well done, mate. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
And Daniel, thank you. Big round of applause for Dan and the team at Scarborough Toyota. We'll be back again next year.
What a great morning it's been. What a great year it's been with Scarborough Toyota.